Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com as we begin our study of Hosea chapter 4, verses 16 through 19. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, you can send those by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com or mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin our study of Hosea chapter 4, verses 16 through 19. This is part 1 of 2.
Current events update before we get into the Bible study. I'm going to try to not to get too nasty on this one, but we're going to talk about these staged riots. The rioting and looting has nothing to do with George Floyd's death. Amen. And I'm just going to tell you the truth. The truth is, I think that those cops were wrong. I think George Floyd should not have died. But you also need to understand that he's no angel. And so a lot of people jump to conclusions watching a video. That's foolish. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be concerned. You should. But a lot of people are getting this blowing up stuff and burning stuff doesn't have anything to do with it one way or the other. But there's still a lot of people getting angry with each other over this and all that. No, nobody has all the information. And you're certainly not getting it from the news media. Amen. And he was passing a counterfeit $20 bills while they arrested him. Did he know? No one knows. So saying one way or the other. It's Proverbs 18:13 is one of the most violated texts in the Bible. And it basically says if anyone speaks on a matter before they have all the information, it's folly. Amen. And that's what the news media does. They start reporting on this stuff and making claims and they don't even have all the information. But what we do know from the video evidence, it was homicide. And so we'll see what else comes out about it. Just an example, though, Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot. Fiction. Didn't happen. He never held his hands up and said, hands up, don't shoot. They made it up. Amen. There's still people out there to this day who think that Michael Brown said that because they get their news from a bunch of liars. The mayor, Minnesota rioters are from out of state, according to the mayor of Minneapolis, just like Antifa and the BML riots in Baltimore. BLM, Black Licorice Matters. Amen. Amen. But Antifa is a typical liberal group. They call themselves anti-fascists, and they are fascists. Amen. Liberals blame you for what they're doing every time. And Antifa is a fascist organization that wants to see basically the end of the free market in this country. And among other things. Black Lives Matter, and I don't care if you think I'm a racist for saying this or not, if you think what I'm about to say is racist, you're stupid. All lives matter. Amen. White lives matter. Latino lives matter. Jewish lives matter. Amen. Black lives matter. All the above. Police lives matter. Amen. And everybody's talking about all the dirty cops. Yeah, there are dirty cops. You know, there's dirty school teachers too. There's dirty janitors. I'm glad ours, or what do they call them? Custodians. I like the word janitor. If I was a janitor, I'd have right there, janitor. Nothing wrong with that. Just like, I'm not going to name names. I know a couple guys who are garbage men, and they call them sanitary something or other. Don't call me that. I'm a garbage man. That's what I'd be telling everybody. You know, all this newspeak, it's Orwellian newspeak, man. Don't go along with it. And don't be ashamed of being a hardworking man. You got a job cleaning toilets, and they call you a janitor? Yeah. And I pull a paycheck. I'm not on welfare. That's what you should be, you know, you should be thankful to God for it and shouldn't be ashamed of it. See, I'm not being nasty. That's positive. See, I'm working on it. But these riots are continuing only due to incompetent Democrat leaders who are using them for political points. And they don't like the destruction, but they're not about to anger certain groups that they want votes from. That's what's going on. Don't believe me? You can't really hear that, but you can read it, hopefully. That's Representative Engel, who is a Democrat, and he's saying, this guy's saying, man, there's just way too many people. And he says, yeah, if I didn't have a primary going on, I wouldn't even care.
He said he wouldn't care, or he wouldn't be here.
He said, I wouldn't even care. He didn't say wouldn't be here. I wouldn't even care. Let's try it again. If I didn't have a primary, I wouldn't care.
What was he asked about?
About being at this rally, these protesters. This is actually a peaceable protest he's attending. And he, the Democrat Engel, says, if it wasn't for the fact I'm running for election right now, I wouldn't even care. And that's what black Americans are too stupid to understand. The Democrat Party does not care about you. They're responsible for you and your women having more babies murdered than any other race in the country. Thank you, Democrat Party. If you're a KKK, Hitler type neo-Nazi, you love the Democrat Party because they're killing the blacks in this country. The Democrat Party is the most dangerous institution for black people in America. And all your black leaders are nothing but Judas Iscariot sellouts, whether it's Maxine Waters or John Lewis. I don't care who they are. Well, they talk about them being civil rights heroes and all that. And you need to understand the civil rights movement was not a good thing. The civil rights is a good thing. The civil rights movement was to take away property rights from Americans. And now they're using the same stuff to take away your rights when it comes to the homos. That's the reality. Because you don't do the right thing, you don't push a cause, a good cause, the wrong way. In other words, we want there to be what we call civil rights. We want people to be treated like human beings. We want people to be treated with respect. But you don't do that by pushing unconstitutional controls over private property and speech. And that's all they've done since 1964 and 68 and all that. So, I don't think I was too nasty. I was just being honest. So that's the reality. Liberals only win by taking advantage of the ignorant. Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for Democrats, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Well, I got news for you. If you do vote for Joe Biden and the Democrats, you're stupid. You're ignorant. And if you're black, you're just killing yourself.
Yeah.
For example, the riots are over a black man being killed, right? And Black Lives Matter, right? Well, then explain this. Those are all dead black people killed at these rallies.
Yep.
And the news media is barely mentioning these dead black people.
Yep.
Because it doesn't work for their narrative. The Democrat news media. Here's one. Black Lives Matter, okay. How about the life of David Patrick Underwood? It's May 29th. He's 53 years old. He was killed during riots in Oakland. According to police, he was trying to keep the peace during the riots. And somebody just shot him dead. Killed him. This is David Dorn. On the night of June 1st, David Dorn, a 77-year-old retired St. Louis cop, was shot and killed by looters who broke into a pawn shop. Dorn's murder was allegedly streamed live on Facebook.
Wow.
And then they took it down. How about this lady? Italia Marie Kelly, biracial. On the evening of May 31st, 22-year-old lady was killed in a random shooting as she was leaving a protest in Davenport, Iowa. That wasn't even on the news. They didn't mention it. At least the ones I checked. Kelly had been attending a protest after work in support of George Floyd, but decided to leave when the crowd became unruly. That's when police said Kelly was struck by a random bullet, likely killing her instantly. One more, Chris Beatty. May 30th, Chris, he's a 38-year-old real estate broker, a former Indiana Hoosier football player, was shot and killed by rioters in Indianapolis, Indiana. Didn't see it on the news. They were on a robbing spree. Eyewitnesses said Beatty had been trying to stop two thieves from robbing two women of their purses, telling him, "You don't need to do this. There's a better way." The thieves then shot him, killed him. By the way, there's no evidence that white supremacists are derailing the protests. All these liars and the Democrat media and all these liars, these black politicians are lying and telling everybody, "We have evidence that these fires and everything is not being started by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. It's been started by white supremacists." Well, the SPLC, one of the most far-left hate groups in existence, Southern Poverty Law Center, and they admit there's no evidence. No evidence for those claims.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. That's about like Satan admitting Jesus is God. It's right up there. That's his group. The Satanic Poverty Law Center is what they should call it. And yet they admit there's no evidence for white supremacists. Was that mean? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be mean. I'm sorry.
You're mean.
I honestly, I feel sorry for these people. Most of these people out there, even the protesters who are protesting George Floyd's death legitimately, most of them are godless, and they don't have any hope, and they're out there in protesting, trying to make a world a better place to go to hell in, and then they get killed. Where do they go? Without Christ, where do they go? Yeah, Jenny? Well, they're more concerned than in America. COVID's no longer an issue.
Yeah.
You know.
She didn't say anything about the riots.
Huh?
Run for
capital. Yeah, she didn't say anything about the riots, so I guess they're not telling the Chinese people about that.
Oh, I bet they'll be seeing that.
Well, here in Oregon, yeah. They're still running around with all their masks.
Oh yeah, I'm just talking about as far as the news media and everything.
Yeah,
they hardly even mentioned it the last couple times I turned it on. All right, so that's your update. And most of you knew some of that anyway, but I just always think we need to have the biblical Christian worldview perspective given on it. Before I get in there, I just want to mention we've got new bumper stickers.
Oh, nice.
Those are...
Nice.
If I can make that stay there or not. Oh, yeah, I'll read it. BBFOhio.com, and it's the...
We love you enough to tell you the truth.
With our little
BBF
logo created by Jeffrey Martis. So they're over here, and after the Bible study, the only thing I ask, same with the other ones, don't take them just to put them in your drawer or something. But if you will put it on your car... Or if you have an airplane or, you know, anything like that. Or if you want to put it, you know, on your lunch pail. I used to have bumper stickers on my lunch pail.
On your laptop?
On your laptop. Yeah, I might do that later. I'll put one right there. So you got your Bibles open. Hosea 4, verses 16 through 19. We continue our verse-by-verse study with the King James Bible. I just say I got... a couple phone calls and a couple emails and a couple of letters this week, all talking about how they are loving this study. They've never been taught Hosea. And so that's gratifying. I always assure people, not puffing my head up, it's about the book, you know.
Amen.
And I'm sure there's, I always tell everybody, I'm not teaching everything you could learn from this book. This is to help you learn it. So now it's a springboard.
Amen.
You follow our studies, and now you can springboard deeper into your studies with the Lord. But we're going to pick up in verse 16 and close out Hosea 4 as the Lord describes apostasy. He's basically stating again why he's going to judge Israel. And so I'm just going to have all of you, if you're there, read along, beginning right there in verse 16. Read all four verses with me. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. Now, I just want to, first of all, would all God's people like to say amen?
Amen.
To the reading of God's word. The word there, I believe, is normally pronounced heifer. Huh?
I believe I said it right.
It's a thing now. I've heard several younger men call their wives heifers. I have never called my wife a heifer, and if I ever do, institutionalize me, because I would never have done it on purpose.
That word has been a slur since I grew up in Cleveland in the 60s.
Yeah.
So if you get called a heifer, that's a bad thing.
There's a charismatic preacher that I listened to a couple weeks ago. People send me links saying, you got to hear this because it's so crazy. And it was. And as he's talking about his wife, and he says that he looked at her and said, what? Come on, heifer. What are you talking about? And I'm like, I can't imagine calling your wife a heifer.
Amen.
But that's, it's their business. Yeah. I mean, I call her sweetheart, honey, just never thought of heifer as a compliment. So, well, she likes cows, and of course I like them right next to my mashed potatoes. But I'm just not going to call my wife that. So another thing there is the first word in verse 17, Ephraim is pronounced by some people as Ephraim. Ephraim, there's another one. Anybody else have a pronunciation? Yeah. I always say Ephraim. And, of course, I'm right.
I know.
No, I'm joking. You're all right. You're all right. And one of the things I want you to understand is there's not an exact pronunciation as long as it is phonetically feasible. Now, if you looked at that and said Bart, then we'd say, no, that's not what it, But Ephraim, Ephraim, whatever, as long as it's close, that's all that matters. Yes, Johnny?
I think we remember the rule that all you have to just say how to, pronounce it with confidence.
Yes. But, phonetics is the only real rule. But there are self-appointed magistrates, and actually your dictionary companies. You have Webster's Collegiate, you have the American Heritage, and you have, I don't know how many. I know there's a bunch of groups they have committees, and they vote on things, and they constantly are changing it. And also grammar, they used to say you should never use the word they to mean one person. Well, now the LGBTQ community is pressuring them, and so now they're changing that rule. So you can use... Now, I've always used they for one person, and I always will, but not because they don't know whether they're a man or a woman. It's because when I said, I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, blah, 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 And, yeah, but you need to understand that. Some people, school teachers used to pull that over on us and act like there's some, you know, like there's a Bible for grammar and that you, you know, had an infallible rule for grammar and practice, you know. It doesn't exist. I'll clue you in on that's true about psychology. They have the, what's it called, the DR, is it DSM? And all that is appointed, voted, elected, whatever. Psychologists and psychotherapists, psychiatrists, or whatever, and they sit around and they vote. And all the diseases you're hearing about today that everybody's got, they were just voted into existence.
Yeah.
That's how they come up with it. This book is not debatable. This book, King James Bible. It was given to us by God after going through the dark ages and people not having a Bible, and all they had was something like the Latin Vulgate, which no one, even Catholics don't argue that it's accurate. And that's all they had. It was chained to a desk in the church and you had to ask for permission and they would only let you read a certain amount and from certain places. And then came... We talked about this recently, but I just want to establish this. Then came John Wycliffe, who took that Latin Vulgate and put it in English, Old English. You and I couldn't read it now if we had a copy. But then came Tyndale, and Tyndale, William Tyndale. How many of you have heard the name William Tyndale? You heard him? Okay. You go out on the street and ask, I'll guarantee you, better than 8 out of 10 probably don't know who William Tyndale is, and yet... He's one of the most important human beings to ever walk the planet. And William Tyndale actually did the same thing Shakespeare did. And that's why Shakespeare's right up there as important too, is because Tyndale and Shakespeare basically invented the English language. They created words because there were things they needed to express and there were no words for them. And then, so William Tyndale's English is what Shakespeare used and built upon, as did the 1611 translators. And they used the Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament and the received Greek New Testament text.
Amen.
All new versions reject that.
Yeah.
And they're based on the Codex Vaticanus, and they are corrupt.
Amen.
But we have an authority. And that's why I don't sit up here and say, well, if you would go back to the Hebrew, or you go back to the Greek, or the Message has a better rendering. Oh, the NIV actually is a better translation. You're never going to hear that from me.
Amen. Thank you.
I have the best translation right here.
Amen.
It's perfect.
Amen.
It's infallible, and I'm not going to mess with it, and we're not going to let anybody mess with it.
Amen.
They can do that in their churches, buildings, whatever, but not here.
When they say a better translation would be, so they're basically saying that what you're reading isn't correct, and technically what they're saying isn't correct either.
Yeah, there's no real... Yeah, it's all relative.
Yeah.
And that's why the churches are such a mess. It really is.
But they make themselves God.
Yeah.
They make themselves the absolute.
Yeah, if you have more than one authority, you just became the authority. You became the judge. So we begin with a sad but humorous description. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. And this is to illustrate the ugliness of Israel's backsliding. This is how it's described. The heifer will not go as its owner wants it to go. The heifer stands back when it ought to go forward, turns aside when it ought to move straight on, wriggles and twists, and as it were, protests. And only by greater strength or by the infliction of suffering can the heifer be made to go to its destined place. Listen to J. Vernon McGee. I'm going to quote here in a little bit. He was talking about how he grew up on those, you know, farms and helped load the heifers, and they'd have the ramp up to the truck, and they say they, every time they get that heifer going and just about halfway up, she'd lock up her front feet. And it'd take everything to get that thing to move. And they'd slide it in. So the way he described it. So you can picture that. Well, that's what God's using that to picture Israel. Stiff-necked, hard-hearted, unwilling to move. And some brilliant commentators will even say, we know that cows cannot fall backward. The idea of a backsliding heifer is really just non-existent. They're stupid. Amen. Let me ask you a question, though. Have you ever seen a cow fall backward? Have you? I have. You haven't seen one? When I was about 14 years old, I was out, and Mom, if you're watching, you didn't know this, so I'm sorry. But I was, we weren't supposed to go past a certain point on our bicycles. And we would every once in a while. We'd go back in the hills a little ways. It's just neat. It's places I'd never seen before, you know. And we'd go off the road and, you know, the little, weren't really creeks, but they'd, when it rained, they'd fill up with water and then drain. Then they'd dry up again. We took that like a little road. And we was out there and we come up on the fence and there's some cows. And we saw one walking, and she's just walking along the side of the hill, and all of a sudden, her back legs just slipped. It was like loose rock and gravel or something. And she just started going backwards, and it was both funny and sad at the same time. And she couldn't stop, and she just started, you know, and she fell down and rolled over, and then she started doing this, trying to get up. And we couldn't do anything to help because between her and us was an electrified barbed wire fence. I learned the hard way not to mess with those. And so I wasn't going over there. And we don't know what happened. We just had to leave because there's nothing we could do. And there wasn't a farmer. We don't even know who owned them. We didn't see any buildings. We were going to tell somebody. That's the image that comes to mind when God says Israel's like a backsliding heifer. Because they, without God, you're a mess. Amen. You back away from God and backslide. You just look. It's almost funny, but it's so sad. And I see people all the time doing it. They refuse to simply obey the Word of God, be in the Word of God, to pray, and to attend church when there's one available, and all that. And then you just watch them fall flat on their backs like a heifer. Yeah. And I'd show video clips, but some of you would cry about it. I just had to put that. I had a couple of video clips, and I'm afraid they'd make you cry. And I just, you know, I'm just too nice to do that. I'm just. Speaking of J. Vernon McGee, he said, the word backsliding is used 3 times in this book. Now listen, I didn't know this. I honestly didn't. It is used in Scripture only by Jeremiah and Hosea. Wow. And you hear that word used so much, you'd think it was all over the Bible. Both of whom spoke to a nation ready to go in captivity. Wow. Israel and Judah were guilty of backsliding, guilty of refusing to be led of God, and refusing to come to God. So verse 16 then continues and closes there saying, now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Now that seems kind of innocuous when you glance at it, but look closely what it's saying. Now the Lord will feed them, Israel, as a lamb in a large place. It's a type. The lamb is a type. That's what I tell you all the time. You'll see times where things that are used to picture Israel is also used to picture Jesus. There's a time where Israel is called my son, but we know Jesus is the only begotten son. And this is an example of that. Israel being preserved while scattered in the world, that's a lamb, the Lord feeding them as a lamb in a large place. Israel preserved. If you don't know, that is beyond miraculous. If you've never looked at Israel's existence and how miraculous it is that they even still exist, then you need to, because that's a faith builder. When you see God